So everything that is organic has this kind of dynamic energy field, and it doesn't seem to matter, and I know this is bad news for some of the vegetarians out there. It doesn't necessarily seem to matter if it's an animal or a plant to some extent. I know a lot of people don't want to eat plants because they say that, you know, it's not going to cause pain for anything, any creature, but we know from looking at, you know, Cleve Baxter and folks who have done work with plants that in some cases plants do seem to respond. And that's one thing I wanted to tell you about in particular, an original experiment that we did at the lab. I've never heard of anybody accomplishing this effect before. Of course, one thing that we use as a staple of the prospect of ghostly phenomena is what's called the phantom leaf phenomenon. And the phantom leaf phenomenon is based upon the use of Kirlian photography, which pops up from time to time on this show.
And explain that to me.
Well, you know, Kirlian photography was, as we know it, based on some Russian scientists, Simone Kirlian and Valentina Kirliana, and they developed this in the early 1960s. And what you do basically is take an object, in this case a leaf, and you charge it with thousands of volts of electricity. 5,000 volts is a good number. And you do that in a dark room as the leaf is actually laying directly on a photographic plate. And then you develop that plate, and what you end up with is this sort of stunning picture of the electrical field that passed through the leaf. So, yeah, you can do this with a hand or virtually any object, but you get the corona. It shows you the actual pathway and the actual sort of aura of electricity that is always around these objects, but it's enhanced enough for you to get a picture of it when you add that extra voltage. Now, what they discovered and what some other Russian researchers discovered was that if they took a leaf and they placed the leaf down on a photographic plate and passed thousands of volts through it, they would get, as I was just describing, nice, beautiful aura of light all around that leaf. But then, if they would tear all of the leaf away, except for the stem, and quickly put it back down and photograph it again, amazingly enough, the portion that was torn away would still develop as if it were still there. So this seems to indicate that even though the physical structure has been destroyed, in some cases, to a certain extent, the energy structure still stays in place. Now, this is controversial because it's not easy to reproduce. There are a lot of variables with voltage and frequency and atmospherics, time frame, a lot of things need to be explored. But I've always been really amazed by this, and so we decided to try to reproduce this in our lab. So we have a Kirlian photo or a Kirlian camera. Actually, we have two of them. One of them can be used even in regular lighting. But the best one is one that must be used in a dark room. It looks kind of like a box with a metal plate on the top. And because there's nothing shielding it, you have to sort of plan ahead what you're going to do in the dark room, unless you're wearing night vision goggles or something like that, which at the time we didn't have. And so I took a leaf. It's actually it was an ivy, just a household ivy leaf, one plant that my wife had. And I went into a dark room setting with the Kirlian camera and another researcher named Robert McGee. And I said, okay, I'm going to operate the camera here, and we're going to expose this thing quickly for about maybe half a second. And then I said, Robert, then I want you to go ahead and plan in advance where you're going to tear this leaf. We're just going to tear a section of that leaf off and put it back down, and I'm going to expose it again. And then we'll develop both of these and see if the part that was torn away still develops. Sound simple enough?
You would think.
So, sure enough, we turned out the lights. We're working in the dark. I put the leaf down on the camera. Actually, he put the leaf down on the camera. I exposed it. He picked it up directly. He tore the leaf. He put it back down. I exposed it again. Went very smoothly. So we took the pictures. We developed them. When the first picture came out, we saw that we had, as we expected, a nice, even corona of light around the entire leaf, except, and this is where it gets really strange, the only part of the leaf that did not develop in the Carolian picture was the exact part of the leaf that Robert tore away afterward. It's as if the leaf itself had some sense of where it was going to be torn. And I'm talking an alignment that is absolutely perfect.